So we never expected to get to a third retrieval. I don't think we ever expected to get to a second retrieval. I think once you finally acknowledge you're having IVF, you do your first retrieval, you've done all your meds, you assume you're going to get, you know, 12 beautiful embryos and they'll put one in and then you'll be a mom.
Okay, so it sounds like it's 10:11. I'm sitting here with Abby. She just got out of anesthesia. We had a retrieval. We're going to find out our details from our doctor shortly, but everyone told me she was a total champ. There were like 20 on one side, and it's not about the numbers, but we're both so grateful that that's not our challenge with this process. That Abby has a lot of follicles and a lot of eggs, and when she takes the injections and the hormones, it works, and she produces, and now she's resting. And I was told that she fell asleep laughing. And she came up and told our nurse, she said, I'm up. Like, you got to put me back under. But they were already completed with the procedure. So that was a success. And I also went back and did my thing. And that's an experience on its own when I had to produce here. And Abby's resting and she looks beautiful. And she's wearing socks with beagles on them for our wheeze. And I didn't feel comfortable about recording during the procedure without me being here, but our doctor and nurses said it would have been okay, and Abby's disappointed that we didn't record during it. But God willing, we'll never do this part of this procedure again. We will if we have to. We're going to keep on going. We're committed, but God willing, we don't have to. And Abby's resting so beautifully. And right now, in a back room with a lab tech, my sperm, and her eggs. They're getting to know each other again. We love each other. And we're going to have some embryos, which will become blastocysts. And if they're viable and healthy, in a few weeks they'll be implanted. And hopefully one of them will become a baby. So that's where we're at.
This very specific procedure that's going to happen, they will put me under, and they put you into this like straitjacket operating room surgical table thing. And I don't know what, I wish I knew like what the actual equipment looks like. I don't, but they put some kind of very delicate vacuum into your uterus because they've given you a medicine that has caused a trigger to make your eggs drop down into your uterus at the exact moment that they know they're going to go in and vacuum them out.
Do you know how long you get to rest for? Did they tell you or no?
No. After this, you think, great, we're done. We've done all the hard work. But after that, there's more meds. Because after producing however many eggs a woman produces during this procedure, your ovaries might be overstimulated. And then there's this whole plan in place in case your ovaries are overstimulated, then you can't have any carbs and very low sugar because glucose can really mess with your ovaries. And they don't want you to have any sort of rupture or bursting. So sometimes they put you on a diet of like no or low carbs, no or low sugar. And that really just depends on what happens after they've taken everything out. Like, there's no way for them to know ahead of time.
Let me check. Doctor wrote a prescription for you for Percocet.
Okay.
325 milligrams of Percocet for pain.
Okay.
Isn't that great?
I can't believe that they prescribed you all that Percocet and we never filled it.
I know. What was wrong with us?
You're just tough. You're just tough. You're tough.
I know, but I could have been in dreamland.
Do you still have that Percocet prescription?
She gave it to you, not to me.
What was I doing?
Guess. 21. No. 22. No. More or less. Should we do this? More. 27. No. More?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
How many? No wonder I've been...
one side.
21 on one side? 30. 30? That's great. Oh my God, we gotta sell them to make our money back.
Now it's recorded.
Now
he's told Abby, you guys really needed to record because Grace, as she put her to sleep, she's like, "You, who did she think you looked like? Do you remember Storm?
Storm from Marvel.
Storm. She's like, she's smart, she's tall, she's strong, she's sexy." And I was like, "No, Grace didn't tell me that before I went to sleep."
But she already knew that about you.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, but you went to sleep with a big smile on your face.
Oh, good.
Okay, so the first retrieval we did, we got 21 eggs. The second retrieval we did, we got 21 eggs. So here I am thinking 21's our lucky number, and we just got 30 eggs.
30.
That's 30 plus 21 is 51 plus 21 is 72 potential chances of children.
Yeah, you make eggs, babe.
We'll check in with you later. We'll know how many are mature.
Okay.
We'll know how many fertilize tomorrow. So that's Thursday. Sunday will be like a quick check just to see how the progress is. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we'll know how many embryos we have for freezing and biopsy.
Okay.
Okay?
Can I just sleep now?
You need to. And if you don't hear anything about sperm, no news is good news.
Okay. Perfect. Great.
Sorry.
I'll take that.
And now all the focus is on eggs and then we'll
that's cool with me. Just so long as, no news is good news. That's okay.
It's just, I can't even, they say you're born with all your eggs. I just can't believe, I know this sounds so crazy. Like, I can't believe we've had the chance to get 72 of them out of my body. It's really crazy.
Because God willing, we'll still have a baby and we met one another one and now we've got options.
Yeah. It just, 30, here's a heating pad on me. 30 eggs doesn't mean...
30 embryos.
30 embryos.
That's right.
I can't believe it.
From the first 21, I think 16 were mature, 12 fertilized, 6 came back normal, becomes such a depressing math puzzle. And then the second time we got 21, when all was said and done, we ended up tested with 3. And the opportunity to have 72 of your eggs that live in your ovaries that most women never take out of their bodies until they have a child sat in a test tube somewhere. It's just really boggles. It's very hard for me to wrap my head around.
Sometimes I'm just very thankful that that's, again, not the issue and not our problem. And there are others who struggle with making eggs, and our hearts go out to you too.
Yeah, but then when you think about 72 opportunities and we have no kids, it just sucks.
Sure.
Okay, we're speeding, and this is... October 16th?
We just got a call from the doctor, from the embryologist. Kind of disheartening. Had my egg retrieval. We got 30 eggs, which is amazing. And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer, but I wasn't like, oh my God, 30 eggs, let's jump for joy. Because we've had huge harvests in the past, 21 eggs here, 21 eggs there. And... we're still not pregnant. So I was excited. I didn't want to be a Debbie Downer, but all you need is one good one. So 30 not great ones doesn't mean anything. As it turns out, 20 were then mature enough, meaning good. From there, 16 fertilized normally. So we're thinking this is amazing, soccer team. From there, every day they give you an update because they go from egg to embryo to multiplying to splitting to this to that. Every single day for 5 or 6 days before they then test them. But they have to be considered good enough to even test. So on Saturday, we got the call that of the 16, 11 were good, A quality, meaning those are the ones that are probably going to make it. But again, then it's 3 that aren't good and 2 that were poor. So we're down from 30 to 20 to 16 to 11. And now we just get this call from the embryologist that three more are done, basically. There's 8 where it's too early to tell, meaning they're not at blastocyst stage, which is where they want to be
Ideally by today.
Wait, do you want day 5 blast
day
so we can test?
Day 6 blast is okay too. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. And that just means, like, that's when they implant generally on day 5 or 6. It depends on the stage of the embryo. But after 6, you can't really do anything with them because they need to be either frozen or put inside. So really, bottom line, we now have 8 that should be, like, half of those should be blastocyst ready tomorrow. Hopefully, she said best case is like 50%. That would bring us to 4, plus 1 that's at early blastocyst that looks good. So that would give us 5 that then go in for testing.
Right.
And after you test, you lose 50 to 75%.
So we might have 2.
So after that, we might have 2 to 3 great, healthy embryos left, which is awesome. All it takes is 1. Of course, we want more than 1 kid. So all it takes is a couple, which is why we did this insurance policy round to begin with. But it's just crazy to think that we were going to have gone from 30 to 2 or 3 or maybe 4. And by the way, we still have 2 good ones frozen. So we get 2 and 2, we're in great shape. And that's why we did this. But it's literally like $25,000 down the drain for 2 potential possibilities. Isn't that crazy? But I mean, look, I can't, I'm not trying to live in the past. I'm really not. I really believe timing is everything and it just hasn't been the right time and blah, blah. But it's just hard not to get wrapped up in all of this.
Yes.
But the truth is that at the end of the day, if we end up with 2 or 3 great ones from this round, then it was all worth it.
When you got the call, I was very stressed out.
Well, I was in here by myself in a different room, and I was fine. I was like, oh, I'm not even going to go in the other room where Isaac is. I'm just going to get the news and give it to him. And when she started in with, so basically 8 aren't ready, and I'm not sure what's going to happen tomorrow, I started freaking out. Mm-hmm. I walked in the kitchen, and Isaac was sitting there, and I'm like, so you're saying we have nothing? And you, like, threw your headphones down, and you were like, what? But in a whisper. So now we wait again.
We're looking to get our embryos grades.
Right. It's really weird. Especially because I'm a competitive person.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like when we hear like BC quality.
No, we're hoping for a size 8 and we're hoping for AB quality.
Yeah.
Right?
So everyone gets a number and a letter grade.
And the number corresponds to the size and the letter grade. Isn't that correct? And the letter grade.
I think you're right.
Faces at each other, yeah.
No, I think you're right, but I don't even remember. Hold on, sorry. We have,
go back.
Okay, we have 1 that's a 4BC, which is poor quality, what is it?
Full blastocyst.
Okay.
So does that mean the odds are that 3 will be able to be PGS'd?
Yes.
Okay, so tomorrow there might be 1 more that's biopsiable and there might not.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
Do you know, just in terms of like understanding, is this a result of any sperm quality or egg quality was high when they were removed? Is there any evidence of that, or this is just nature running its course?
So it's nature running its course. You know, the good quality embryos are going to make it to this point, and the ones that aren't. So it kind of gives you an insight into what's going on in the embryo.
Okay. Thank you. And one more question. I know that we have 2 that are still frozen in the bank. Do you by any chance have a record of those or what the quality is of those that are still remaining? If they're 3AB or 6AB or where those are at, do you know?
Are you talking about the 2 normal you guys have in storage?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So it looks like those are both AB quality.
Okay. Great. But it was probably coming from a 3AB, so similar to the 3 that we have right now before they get PGS'd. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Lenora.
You're welcome, and good luck. We hope to get some good PGS results for you guys.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
While we were hoping for nice large numbers and AB quality, we have met beautiful children who were small numbers and BC quality and C quality because, again, this is a combination. The science is not all there.
I don't remember when's the last time we rolled?
It's been at least a week.
Did we talk about, the eggs? Okay, I remember now. Oh, man. I just feel like we've been having a lot of thoughts and feelings and not talking about them.
publicly. You got your shooting schedule, mm-hmm. and you were like, I'm going to leave town the week of blah, blah. And you gave me the date, and I'm like, great, douchebag. That's the week of our transfer, probably.
She didn't say douchebag, but she said it.
I didn't say it at the time, but I am.
She was saying it with her eyes on the other end of the phone.
I was. He knows.
Ugh, it was awful.
All I said was, what did I say?
Oh, fine.
No, I said, okay.
Okay, which husbands out there, partners out there, it's not okay.
Well, it means douchebag.
It's not okay.
It's not funny, but like what's so funny about the waiting is that you and I are both really impatient people. Like we hate waiting. We won't go to brunch if there's a line out the door.
Like, I yell at people waiting in line. What are you doing? What?
Yes. And then we've both chosen careers that are full of waiting.
Yes.
And then we've been, like, handed this ridiculous life lesson of what's out of our control and that we just have to wait. And it's so fucking frustrating.
I think we've gotten better at it, though. We've had no choice.
We've had no choice.
Today is Thursday, October 26th. It's 3:30. Hey. Are you there? Hello?
Hey, love.
Hey, how are you?
I haven't talked to you in so long. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just having a weird day. So Dr. Wambach called.
Okay.
To tell us that we have one normal embryo.
Okay.
And, you know, she was like, it's such good news because you've been through so much. You know.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, really? Is it good news?
Fuck that.
What does fuck that mean, babe? Like, that? Why is that helpful?
I'm sorry.
That's my reaction. I know, why getting angry at that and fuck that? Like, what does that help anything? It certainly doesn't help me when I'm upset for you to be like, fuck that. What are you angry at? It's like you're angry at the situation and you take it out on her.
I can tell you what I'm angry at. I'm angry at her talking to you like that would make you good know that that's good news when you and I both know that that's not the kind of news that you and I were looking for.
Yeah, but like, what are we basing the news that we were looking for on? Like, I think we're basing it on a total load of bullshit that we were given by our old doctor that we should expect anything more than that.
So how are you feeling?
Honestly, at this moment, I'm just feeling frustrated with you. I'm also frustrated at the situation, but I'm just frustrated with you.
Why are you frustrated at the situation?
Because we spent $20,000 to get an embryo.
Well, we spent $20,000 to hopefully get a baby, and this is what will get us that, God willing. All it takes is one.
You're right, but it's still, for the same reason it's upsetting to you, it's upsetting to me.
I'm so sorry. But I agree. I mean, the only thing I'm not happy with is the way the message was delivered to you. Because you've been through this enough, and you know enough to know, and she should know that you've been through enough to know, that hearing that we only have one that made it through this whole process is a disappointment.
But you know what? So, she's used to giving this news on a daily basis, and maybe a one is not a disappointment to her. Maybe right. She makes a ton of phone calls where there's zero.
Totally.
I think we're set up for disappointment because we've had an unreasonable expectation up until now.
I think you're right.
I think for her, she's used to being like, we didn't get any.
Right. We got one. Did she say whether or not she wants to implant this one from this or one of the ones that's on ice?
She's probably going to want to use this one because they haven't undergone a defrost and then a refreeze. So,
love, that's such good news.
Oh, please. You're only happy because it's a boy. It's all you care about.
That's not true.
It is true. You're like, yes, $20,000 for another male.
So what were you hoping, that we'd have two viables?
I was hoping she'd be like, it's a miracle. All three of the tested ones tested normal. And like, you're so lucky and you have two girls and a boy. So now you have three boys and two girls on ice plus two untested. And you can have the biggest family you want. No problem.
You can have the fucking Brady Bunch. Are you glad that we did this additional round?
I am. It's just hard. I just can't believe we did it. I am, like, in the grand scheme of life, I'm glad we did it. And I don't know.
Oh, why?
Because I'm just like, you know, we have two tested ones on ice. And now after doing this, she thinks that she has a way around the multiple miscarriages. So I'm kind of like, well, should we have tried with what we have without spending $20,000, you know?
Oh, I'm not worried about that.
Honestly, I'm not either. I mean, we thought about it when we decided to do it, but now that it only got us one, it just feels like really crazy, you know?
Right.
The truth is, it got us two. But still, I mean, I also just have such PTSD from flying through embryos that have been tested, you know, but the truth is they should work.
That's right.
Well, I just hope our karma is that we put a boy in and then get pregnant naturally with twin girls. I'll just laugh so hard.
I would love that.
It's just, it's a lot. It's a lot. I'm just processing. But, like, getting mad at her for delivering it that way just doesn't help me. I'm sorry. I mean, you're allowed to feel how you need to feel, but it's like, it's not her fault. She thinks it is good news. I don't think she's bullshitting us.
Right.
If it's one thing she's not, it's a bullshitter, you know? Anyway, I'm going in there tomorrow, so we'll know a little bit more.
What time?
10:45. Uh-huh.
Okay. I can't go with you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. You never go with me. I mean, it's rare that you go with me. It's fine.
I like to go with you.
Oh, I know. It's fine, babe. But I have to make the appointment. I can't make it around the work schedule.
I love you.
All right. I love you, too.
30-1. And we went from laughing in the room about our 30 and how amazing this retrieval was, and then after a few days of testing, there's one viable embryo.
It's insane. I just can't believe it. I can't believe 30. 30. 29 did not work out. How is that even possible?
Hi.
Hi. Why do you look so cute? And also, I'm so jealous because it's 100 degrees outside. I can't wear boots right now.
I know, but I'm
But it's like 50 degrees
fall.
In here.
I'm forcing fall to happen because if it's pumpkin patch time and Halloween.
You're happy.
I'm happy. So, all right. So you guys talked about it. You have your normal.
I'm still trying to come to terms with the one.
I know.
And I know all it takes is one. And we're so lucky because we have other ones on ice and blah, blah. But it did not hit well at home.
So the question is, do you transfer this one or do you transfer the ones from 2 years ago? I'm mixed. So remember I sort of told you, this one only went through freezing one time.
Right.
The other ones went through thaw, biopsy, refreeze.
Right.
Whether or not that played a role into what happened last time, I don't know. I don't think so, given your whole history. I think there's something else going on. But if I think that the embryo you just made is slightly higher quality than the ones that you have, you might be safer using the ones from before, right?
Wait, if you think the newer one is higher quality, you think safer to use the older ones?
Only so you're keeping this one for your backup. Because if you're only getting one normal now, I don't want you to have to do this again in 2 years.
Right.
So I think the difference in quality is slight. There's lots and lots of data that thawing and refreezing does not affect embryo quality. But if it's slight, then technically both should be able to get you pregnant equally. They're all the same embryo grade of the ones that you have.
Which are three ABs.
Which are ABs.
Yeah. ABs.
So you have 2 weeks to think about it. If it was me, I think I'd use one of the older ones first.
Okay.
I think if it was me, in terms of putting in more than one, I would only put in one.
So now we have to decide, do we use the newest one that we just did, or do we use the ones that have been frozen a little longer, which have been, they were frozen, thawed, tested, refrozen, and would get rethawed if we put them in. So in my head, I'm like, oh, of course we use the new one because not all of that has happened. But just to explain what she's saying use the old one because we're also doing all this other autoimmune stuff. So maybe that'll take care of the problem. You use an old, I don't want to say crappy one, but let's just call them less quality ones because they've been thawed more than once already. They will have been thawed more than once. And then if you get pregnant, then we know we have this star quality one for when you want to have another kid. Or we have this star quality one in case this doesn't work. Then we go to this amazing one.
So when would I start the prednisone then?
Everything starts with your progesterone. Okay. So you're going to start estrogen on like Monday. You're going to be on estrogen for 2 weeks. And then you're going to start progesterone like around that 2 week mark, just like you did
7 days before, whatever.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
And then you're going to start the prednisone, the Claritin, the Pepcid, all that fun stuff at that time.
Okay.
All right. All right. So you're somewhat hanging in there?
Yeah, I am. I mean, I think I told you this, like, even as I was going under last time, I, like, looked up at the ceiling and was like, should we do this? And then I was done, you know?
Feel ready?
Thank you. No, but I will. I need to, like, get in the right frame of mind. I'm not there, but I will. We're going to Laguna Beach this weekend. We're doing nothing. I was, like, turning my phone off.
Okay.
And then it's, like, that will be my time to get ready. And then starting Monday, I'm, like, ready.
Okay.
That's how I psych myself up for it.
Coming
up. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
We're gonna do this before 2018.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. Come
Thank
on
you.
So this is the part where we're about to start what they call the autoimmune protocol. This is when they basically like give you so many meds that they completely suppress your immune system. By suppress, it means like it can't accidentally attack something foreign that's put into your body, which sometimes is what happens. An embryo comes in, and even though the embryo is half yours, it's also half foreign from your partner. And so they put you on all the stuff, and I'm just sitting there, still depressed that we only have one egg, and now I'm on, I think I'm done with the meds because I've gotten the eggs. That's the point of the meds. Now it's like estrogen, progesterone, which are normal, plus over-the-counter medicine, antacids, so your stomach doesn't give you a problem, allergy medicine, prednisone, which is a fucking steroid that makes people blow up like a balloon. I have to drive to Santa Fe Springs for an intralipid infusion, which is like fats and, I don't know, lipids that are put into your bloodstream so that your immune system doesn't crash if something falls. Like, it just, I don't know. Like, is this what you want to do to have a baby?
This is the recommended course of action, and we are now at some DEFCON, lower DEFCON levels.
And by the way,
these are aggressive experimental procedures.
Very experimental. She reminds me every time. There's no evidence proving this works.
But it certainly will cost this, and
that's not her fault.
I'm just saying, there's no evidence, but we're going to go for it because we're at the end of the rope here.
Hi.
Hi. Are you rolling?
Yeah.
Great.
So, now she's saying she thinks that we should use the old one, not the new one.
Why?
Because she's like, if the new one is kind of the backup plan, like, we should save it. And because if the old ones work, like, then we know we have one really, really good one left for the next time when you're older.
But you feel good about our doctor, good about her...
Yeah, she was so sweet today. I'm like, you know, the one was not actually good news for us. And she's like, I know,
okay.
I know. She's like, at this point, I just think it's age. And, like, at least you're getting one good one. And hopefully we won't ever have to do this again. And
you know, okay, whatever. But she acknowledged that it was not good. That she understands why it was not good, but not to, you know.
Okay, great.
Anyway, that's everything. I was there over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. It's just crazy. I mean, I don't know how women who work full-time jobs do it.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
It's a full-time job.
All right.
Okay.
All right. How's your day going?
I can't wait to be with you later.
Yeah.
Busy.
All right.
Busy,
me too. Busy. All right, hon.
But I love you.
Love you. Okay. Bye.
Bye, sweetie.
I don't, this is like a case of too much information. Like, we just know too much. These are the decisions that nature should make.
Yes.
But we don't have a choice. We have to decide. And we, and I'm going to defer to her, basically. But this is also when I start to think, what if the, about the testing again? You know, like, all of these tested ones are going in. The longest pregnancy I ever sustained, though I miscarried, they were not tested.
Right, maybe testing nudges them in a way that doesn't make them last.
Or like my body, I don't know. What if my body like rejects something that's been tested? I don't know. So I'm thinking, there's just, again, it's too much information. But
and
like the whole point—
decisions where we shouldn't have to.
Right, and the whole point of doing IVF is to test the embryos, to put the best case scenario in.
And now we're being advised to consider not taking the best of the best to put them in for this next round and potentially prolonging this whole thing.
But as we decide to defer to her.
That's what we'll go with.
That's what we'll go with. The first time I got pregnant, we ended up miscarrying. But it was like from the minute I got pregnant, it was concerning. Like the numbers weren't great, blah, blah, blah. And I just remember somebody saying, it was my stepfather, said, so were you worried? And I said, yeah. And he was like, welcome to parenthood.
It's true.
It's a cut. Abby's crying.